My name's Michelle Owu and I'm carrying out this interview today on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for One Another. The date is now the 11th of August 2009 and the time is just coming up to 12:15 p.m. just after midnight. Could you tell me your name, your age and where you come from, please?
My name is Byungmin Lee. I'm aging. I'm 31 and I'm from Korea, South Korea.
How are you?
It's not bad. Yeah, it's good. It's a little bit nervous.
Anything in particular you're nervous about?
Just to speak in English and then interview.
Can you tell me what you're wearing?
I'm wearing a gown and mask for the Fui for Vendetta and hat. Yeah.
And you brought along a sign with you as well. What does that say?
That's about a political message for the other countries, because English democracy is a really great level in the world, but the other countries, most of the Asian countries, has not like England and British. So I just wanted to talk to the world, not for the British.
Are there any particular countries you're thinking of when you talk about like a democracy?
First of all, I want to talk to Korea for my country, but I think there is a similar countries in Asia, like Japan and China is not so different. So, yeah.
When you say you want to talk to Korea, are you talking about North Korea?
No,
South Korea.
People think South Korea is much better and more free for the than North Korea, but I don't think it's not so different.
Tell me more about that.
First of all, the government wanted to seize the media. And then they wanted to change the people's mind and the education and the any other media newspaper and broadcasting.
Yeah.
They almost get now, and then they even changed the law to get advantages. So, but people. Getting poorer, and they never vote for their freedom. I mean, they just ignore the politicians. They always they don't want to discuss about the politicians, and they just ignore, and then they don't. Want know anymore, so they just always blame.
Are you talking about younger people or older people or across the board?
Especially younger people, because if you are already old, you don't need to. I don't think they need to think about the politician, because they have already they have a power, and then. I think they can get the money as much as they want, but younger people, they don't vote, and they don't think, and just blame, and that's quite unfortunate for to be in democratic country.
When did you move to the UK?
It's for 3 years, so 2006.
Was it the first time that you've been to the UK?
No, I've been twice before. But when I get the travel to and when I get a holiday in the UK, I didn't think about the anything but just enjoying the travel and sightseeing. But I have someday I decided to st- study in abroad, but there are a lot of countries using English, so I can it can be my choice to study in America or Australia, etc. But first of all, America is I think most a similar country, and with Korea, they are always they don't think basically, and then the president is the same. President is it's just can I say bullshit something? Yeah, like the other countries, and then and they say they think they are most powerful country in the world, and they just boast, but they don't have any history, and then they voted for the Bush. It means they vote for the war. So I decided to study. I decided to never get America in my life, and then I choose the UK rather than America.
And what are you studying here now?
Actually, design, interior design. Interior design, but I want to be any other just a designer, like a furniture design, product design. I think I want to all of those.
Where are you studying? Which university or college?
University of Arts, London, Chelsea College.
What's it like there? Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I really enjoy that. The most different thing is professor doesn't just teach me. They always discuss with me, and then I can't argue with him. It's most different. And then the galleries and museums is full of in London. So I think to study to study in university is not at all is not all. Just living in UK is more important for me.
What are you planning to do after you finish studying?
So I'm looking for a job.
In the UK.
Yeah. I don't want to go back to Korea now, and actually when I get UK, I thought I worked more than 50 or 60 hours on a week in Korea, but I can get just a poor how much is that 100. No, I mean it doesn't matter. I was poor. I couldn't get the money. But it's unfair because I work really hard, and then my work and my work and my design is not bad. It's not better than the others. I thought it's unfair, and then I wanted to get to know how they design, how they study, and then that's why I want. That's why I'm here. So I want to work here, but even without money, is that's okay.
Just thinking about this project, the One Another project.
Yeah.
Can you remember how you first heard about it?
Yeah, I saw the plinth, just the plinth, and then I'm just wondered, and then searched the Google, and I knew that.
What was it about the project which attracted you, do you think?
You mean before the One Another?
No, why did you decide to take part? Why did you decide to apply?
Actually, performance in mask is illegal in Korea. Yeah, even I'm in London, it's still illegal. That's why I'm in a mask.
Tell me more about that, Siri.
Yeah. For example, Mariana is not illegal in the Netherlands, but if I smoke Mariana in Netherlands, it's illegal for me. Like this, if I perform in mask, because they don't know who I am, that's illegal in Korea, because the government changed the laws recently. Because people want to show their power, people's power, to the government, but they don't want. So nobody wearing a mask in Korea to perform.
Was there a history previously of mask and theater?
Sorry?
At all? Was there ever was mask ever part of theater in Korea?
Mask in theater?
Was it ever used in theater?
Yeah, of course, yes, but not for this not on the street now. Yeah, and then perform alone is prohibited, and then perform a lot still prohibited, and then sometimes they recently government make a big garden and a square on the center of the capital, but people couldn't do anything in the square or garden. It's just a garden for the grass, not for the people. Sometimes for the cars.
Can you tell me what you're going to do with your hour on the plinth?
First of all, I'm watching the movie with my projector called V for Vendetta.
Called what?
V for Vendetta. Yeah, that's really similar with Korea now, because the government wanted to change the media to theirs, and then people just showing that watching the TV and the media, and then finally they will believe. But I want to show just one person can change just a little thing, and then finally people stand up for the government, even if it fails, but I believe the power.
So you're going to watch a film?
Yeah, and then I want to talk to Korea, because now Trafalgar Square is hardly any people, and then. But this time in Korea is in the morning, so actually I wrote in the on the net for the to see my perform, and then people maybe I hope people to envy me can be here and then perform something, so I just want to show off.
Were the people you talking about on the internet, were they aware of the project before you contacted them?
Yeah. I wrote down on the Twitter and then on the SNS.
How would you describe yourself as a person?
You mean myself?
Yeah, your personality. How would you describe yourself, your character?
Actually, I was just a really common guy. I think people think, and then I believe in just education, but after get UK, I thought the books and the education, the schools is not all. Maybe books might be wrong, and the TV might be wrong as well. So I thought to myself after then, and then now still I can be seen just a common guy still, but I believe people can change when they are growing up.
What do you hope the impact of your hour on the plinth will be?
Actually, I don't hope a lot But just yeah, I'm going to tell him this. When we perform on the street in Korea, they bring a piece of candle. Candle doesn't light a lot, like a bulb or something. But if we gather together a lot, it can be really bright. So I think for 1 hour, 1 hour for me, it's not so big, it's not that tall. But after then, some people can see me and they will change it just a little bit and then a little bit. And then I think the world can be changing.
Do your family know that you're taking part in this project?
No, not at all. Because my mother is already old fashioned and she lived 60 hours already, and then 60 years already. So it's really hard to change. But I think at least the young people should be changed now.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I mean, my mom?
No, to now.
And now.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Actually, I thought on our, it's not, I thought it's really long time for me. I couldn't do anything because when I see the performance before I came here, they just did ringing the phone and then just sitting on the plinth. But I think in 1 hour, the world can be changed. So yeah, that's my hope.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.